In 1987, Pope John Paul visited New Orleans, an American city with a significant Catholic population. Parishioners there still remember the visit. During his trip, he met with African American Catholics and advocated unity in the church.
There is no black church, no white church, no American church, but there is and must be in the one church of Jesus Christ a home for blacks, whites, Americans, every culture and race.
Joining me now is Sister Rita Hickey of St. Clair's Monastery in New Orleans. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Debbie.
How are you and your sisters reacting to the Pope's passing?
Well, I think like everybody, it's a mixture of sorrow for us and joy for him, because he certainly has gone on to great things. He was a wonderful man.
Is there anything special planned there in the city?
We'll have Vespers for the Dead tonight, and we'll make a special remembrance of him tomorrow. And we have been all day reminiscing about the time that he spent with us here and what he has meant to us.
What do you remember about his visit in 1987?
The city went crazy. And I remember the day that he went to say Mass on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain at the University of New Orleans. It rained as it can only rain in New Orleans, and it rained so that you were standing with water up to your ankles. But everybody was there, and the jazz musicians were there, and they played for him during Mass. And I think he really, really enjoyed himself in New Orleans.
Do you remember what song they played?
Al Hurt played an Ave Maria on the trumpet. He was playing in the outdoors, and it just filled every corner of the place. And a pianist also played How Great Thou Art or Closer Walk With You, one of the standards, and it was just wonderful. And the Pope was tapping his foot and keeping time. He just loved it. He was so anxious to be in a place where he would have all of the American church present, the black and the white and the Hispanic, because they're all so vibrantly represented here on the Gulf Coast.
What impact did that call for unity have there in the city among Catholics?
Oh, I think it had a great one. I think we have become more and more aware, for instance, of what Xavier University, where he met with the academicians from all over the country, what that university means to us.
Xavier is the historic black college there, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of controversy about the role of women in the church, and Pope John Paul took a very conservative stance. Mm-hmm. You've been a nun for 20 years now. Did you perceive any change in your role or the role of women under his leadership?
Yes, I think he did take a conservative view of women in a certain way, but I do think that he did many things to advance women in the church. They have held offices that we never expected to have. I never expected as a woman to be able to read from the altar or to distribute communion, and both of those things I do all the time now. I'm sorry that he cut short the debate about the ordination of women, but when it came to individual women, he was very respectful and very open.
What would you consider John Paul's legacy?
As a Franciscan, I think many of the things that he did, and he chose to do them at Assisi, like meeting with the heads of other churches, not just other Christian churches or those in the Judeo-Christian heritage, but Muslim and Buddhist and Hindu. He was open to the presence of God in the whole world. He was a real incarnationalist.
Sister Rita Hickey with the St. Clair's Monastery in New Orleans, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a privilege.